A perfect storm. It's a phrase that defines a rare combination of events that will lead almost inevitably to disaster. And it's almost synonymous with worst-case scenario. And it's how Hillary Clinton is describing the Middle East.
The region is being battered by a perfect storm of powerful trends.
The components of this storm? Years of oppression, economic hardship, pro-democracy protests, and brutal retaliation from a key U.S. ally.
The status quo is simply not sustainable.
That's true, Mrs. Clinton. The Middle East will never be the same. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Friday, February 18th. John Hockenberry is out again today. I'm joined by Todd Zwillick in Washington. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Celeste.
Let's get you right to the Middle East where we have updates on in many of the countries there. First to Bahrain. Thousands of people are marching in the streets during funerals for victims of the government crackdown. The crowds reportedly chanting, "We will never surrender." Troops and tanks have locked down the capital of Manama but are not moving to break up the protest at this time. Joining us now is Miriam Al-Hawaja. She's head of the Foreign Relations Office of the Bahrain Center for Human Rights. Good morning, Miriam.
Good morning.
Can you tell me where you are in Manama and what is happening?
Well, I'm in the car right now, and I'm on my way to one of the funeral processions. This funeral procession is actually for a young man called Ali al-Mu'min, who passed away yesterday in the evening due to a wound from live ammunition. He's actually one of the few men who could have been able to save himself from the attack that happened early in the morning yesterday, but chose to go back because he heard that there were women and children still there in the roundabout, and that is what caused his death.
After such a brutal crackdown, many people believed that perhaps the protests would subside, but it sounds to me like they may be escalating.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that attacking people while they're sleeping, especially that there were so many children sleeping in those tents, is going to make people think that, oh, because they attacked us while we're sleeping, now we're not going to protest anymore. I think, on the contrary, it makes people more infuriated that a regime that calls itself civilized would do something like this. And I think this brings us to exactly the point that what kind of regime actually carries out actions like this against its own people, where they attack them while they're sleeping and while there are children there.
Miriam Al-Hawaja, she's head of the Foreign Relations Office of the Bahrain Center for Human Rights. Thank you so much. Let's move on to Libya. Thousands of protesters and police clashed overnight in the eastern city of Benghazi. Our partner, the BBC, reports security forces fired into the crowd, killing at least 15 people. This protester tells the BBC,
"The demonstrations will continue. People are bringing tents to the streets to sleep in during the night. I'm not afraid of anything except God. I'm not even afraid of Gaddafi."
Funerals for those killed in recent fighting across Libya will be held today and could act as a catalyst for more protests. Now to Yemen. As protesters chanting, "People want this regime to go," their numbers are growing this morning. Tens of thousands now on the streets of several cities across Yemen. And in Egypt, Cairo's Tahrir Square, once again an ocean of people for what's being called a victory march. It's been a week since the popular revolution that forced Mubarak out. And in the last 10 minutes in Tahrir Square, an influential cleric took the stage to call for the immediate release of all political prisoners. We'll have updates from the Middle East for you all morning long. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 12,318. The S&P at 1,340. The NASDAQ at 2,831. Well, we're going to get you a live update from Bahrain with the New York Times' Nick Kristof in just a moment.